WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Congress formalizes election. I'm Michelle Franzen. Lawmakers convened and are carrying out their duties under the law to finalize the 2024 presidential election. Vice President Kamala Harris overseeing the tradition. It comes 2 weeks before President-elect Trump is sworn into office for a second term. ABC's Stephen Portnoy has more.
After making their way through snow-covered D.C. streets to the Capitol under tight security, members of the House and Senate will watch as Vice President Harris opens the envelopes containing the electoral votes. After they're tallied, Harris will announce she was defeated by Donald Trump. No objections are expected, as we saw 4 years ago. They'd be much tougher to make now. Under recent reforms passed by Congress, 20 senators and 87 members of the House would have to co-sign.
President Biden, in an op-ed published in the Washington Post, urged Americans not to forget what happened 4 years ago when rioters stormed the Capitol. He says it should be remembered as, quote, a day when democracy was put to the test and prevailed. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. A projection from the Wisconsin Department of Administration found that the state's population is expected to decline over the next 25 years. According to the report, Department of Administration officials expect a population loss of about 200,000 people by 2050. Researchers evaluated decreasing fertility rates and an increasing average age of the state population. Rusk, Polk, and Price counties are among those expected to suffer the largest population declines, ranging from 22% to nearly 28%. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is seeking public comments on a grant project application to support ATV and UTV mapping and communication. According to a press release, the program would support projects that acquire and maintain statewide digital information application software for ATV and UTV riders, as well as adding more communication equipment and producing more maps. That information would provide riders with essential safety and regulatory information. Public comments will be accepted until January 31st. A Cumberland man accused of leading Rice Lake police officers on a chase that reached speeds of 100 miles per hour has agreed to a plea deal. According to court documents, 18-year-old Daniel Carrillo Graniel was charged with attempting to flee an officer over the summer. As part of the deal, Graniel entered a guilty plea to amended charges of failing to stop and was sentenced to probation. The driver of another car in the chase was also charged with possession of a firearm while intoxicated and will appear in court in February. Duluth Mayor Roger Reinhart has announced the selection of a new city administrator. Pending the approval of the city council, Matt Staling will serve as the next city administrator. Staling has previously worked as the city administrator in St. Cloud since 2016 and has local government experience in the Midwest dating back to 1996. He will replace current administrator Dave Montgomery, who has been serving in the role temporarily to assist in the transition of Reinhart's administration and chaired the search committee for his replacement. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Packers fall to Chicago. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Nearly 78,000 fans in 15-degree temperatures watched the Chicago Bears beat the Packers 24-22 at Lambeau Field. Packers quarterback Jordan Love had to leave the game before halftime after injuring his right elbow.
I landed on it on the ground, I think. And yeah, just kind of pretty much lost all feeling in my hand and was pretty much just went numb.
Wide receiver Christian Watson suffered a torn ACL in his right knee. His season is over. Interim head coach Thomas Brown says the Bears were overdue to get a W.
First time we won a game in 10 games. First time we beat these cats in 11 tries. A lot to play for, and no better feeling than Cairo having a chance to come on the field. Great job by our field goal team to protect. It was perfect execution, drilled it, right, game over.
So the Packers finished the regular season 11-6. They'll face the 14-3 Eagles in Philly on Sunday at 3:30. NBA Bucks basketball tonight. The Bucks take on the Raptors in Toronto. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Bright and beautiful today with sunny skies and high temperatures, crisp still, reaching the upper teens. With winds out of the north at about 5 to 10 miles per hour, it is making us feel about 10 degrees cooler. We'll become mostly cloudy tonight with low temperatures sliding to the single digits. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Right now, it's 17.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots.
Woot, woot.
And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart.
heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Earl Ingram.
The Republicans and Donald Trump want to impose tariffs. They say it's going to bring in $2.7 trillion.
That's what they say when they're trying to justify a tax reduction. Those broad tariffs are not good for the average American.
You know, Sandy, I'm not a guy that knows anything about calculus and any of those things, but I do know how to add and subtract. They're adding to the national debt.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I am live from Madison and welcome singer-songwriter Katie Scullin into the studio. Then Matt Miller and I discuss award season and 2025 upcoming movies. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Albaugh, along with the outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is 6 now, past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome in to hour number 2 on the big program here on a Monday, January 6th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Glad to have you along with us. Back to school, back to work. Some folks, not us, Zommers, but I know some folks took 1 or 2 weeks off during the holidays. And for some people, it's like, oh, you know, back to, yeah, I was getting ready this morning, and like the whole crew of the third hour of today, Al Roker and all those, they took like a whole week off last week. They were showing their vacation pictures. Al Roker was out in Pasadena for the Rose Parade. I watched a little bit of that. But we took New Year's Day off. We actually didn't because we pre-recorded a show, but we were here all last week.
Yeah, I mean, and having 4 days of the work week of the week of Christmas off, I mean, we recorded stuff ahead of time, right. We prepared things, but not being here was, it's just weird gone for that many days when you do a live show every day.
It feels like we're natural, we're here with you. We like to be here, you understand? It's the best 2 hours of the day, quite frankly.
For sure.
Just sit here and chill out with all of you. Glad to have you along. Coming up in hour two, straight ahead, what's worse? Looking at certain months of the year, Craig T. Nelson, coach, sang the national anthem at Lambeau Field over the weekend. Gonna let you hear a little bit of that. Are you doing dry January? Might be surprised who is. And Wisconsin's state park system turns 125.
Wow.
I did not know that. More shows from more state parks. We've done it from Governor Nelson State Park, had Tia Nelson, whose dad helped create Earth Day, was a founder of Earth Day. And of course, Governor Nelson State Park is named after her dad. So maybe more shows this year from state parks. We shall see. But glad to have you along here in hour number 2 of the big program. Of course, as we said, hour 1, it is now official. Donald Trump has been certified, his election, that is, in Congress. Kamala Harris oversaw the certification process along with House Speaker Mike Johnson, the Vice President, very cordial, steady the tone. And so normalcy, imagine that. Very different than 4 years ago, but normalcy has set in there. Justin Trudeau, Prime Minister of Canada, is stepping down as his Liberal Party's leader, will stay on as Prime Minister until the new one is elected. Sometime they're saying October or before, perhaps. Top news stories. And weather is still a factor for our listeners in Waukesha, Milwaukee, heading down towards Racine, Kenosha. Lake effect snow. Zommers, you're from Manitowoc, right along the lake. Have you seen, because I grew up out in southwest Wisconsin. We didn't have that over there. Are you familiar with lake effect snow?
Oh, very much, yes.
Yeah. Does it excite you or annoy you when you look at the rest of the state? We're all sitting here clear, and you're there in Manitowoc trying to dig out from a foot of snow.
It depends on how far into winter we are. At the beginning, right? I'm like, yes, we're walking in a winter wonderland. And towards the end, it's like once you hit second and maybe third winter, you know, right, how Wisconsin goes. It ebbs and flows. It's like, all right, it's April. We shouldn't be doing this.
Yeah, exactly. Well, just be aware, some slickery roads in parts of Wisconsin, in the far southeast part of the state, by the way. That's where things are really the slickest. South of Kenosha, down to the state line, and then just south of Caledonia area, roadways there are slick in stretches. Might see another inch of snow. Most of it has come to an end along Lake Michigan, southeast Wisconsin, but that's where the winter weather advisories are. The rest of the state in good winter driving condition. It's 10 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go. This or that, this or that. Then, of course, the choice is yours. You can get with this or you can get with that. You can get with this or you can get with that. Time once again for What's Worse. No money given away, no prizes involved, but your opportunity to be heard across the state of Wisconsin on the largest statewide privately owned radio network in Wisconsin. Do you know that, Zombers?
No, but I'm not surprised.
You did not know that. Well, that's true. Wisconsin Public Radio has a couple more stations, but they're publicly owned. We're the largest statewide radio network privately owned in the state of Wisconsin. You can hear us in every major market, and we're so glad to have you along with us. Your chance to answer the question of the day, and it fits right in with what Zomers was saying about lake effect snow, depending upon how far into the season you are. Here is very simple, but a good one. What's worse, January or February? What's worse, January or February? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. Download it today for free. Simply go to your app store on your Apple or Android device. Type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Media. It'll pop up a cute CM logo. Click on it. Takes less than a minute. It's free. It's what Gail King at CBS calls a deal. Open it up. The first 11 stations, you can find this all across the state of Wisconsin every day, noon until 2. Click on whatever station you want. Go over to the text icon. Click on that and text in an answer. What's worse, January or February? And it goes right to what you were saying, Zomers. You know, whether you like the lake effect snow or not.
Yeah, it depends how many times you've had to shovel and or snowblow that foot of snow out of the driveway.
Yes. Denise, listening on WMDX in Madison, says January. Because
or somebody else.
Oh, I'm sorry. January on AUK says January because it's longer. Right. And I always thought leap year was in an even year. But then I looked up here and, I saw a calendar earlier because I think last year was leap year. And there are 28 days this year, 29 in a leap year, but no, this is not leap year. All right. I'm not sure. I had fake news on leap year for a second, but January only 28 days this year, February 28 days, January 31. So I get that. Diane in Madison says, I love them both.
In all caps.
Diane in listening MDX, a winter person. Well, that's fun. That's why a lot of us live in Wisconsin. And I'm with you in regards to as long, I like winter when there's snow. I'm not a big fan of I guess I'm okay with this kind of weather where it isn't. What I don't like is when it gets like really cold with no snow. Because if there's snow, you can kind of go out and do stuff.
If there's no snow, you just spend as little time outside as possible.
Yeah. John Kay watching on YouTube. John, thanks for watching us. Says January's worst holiday season hangover. And weather seems to really kick into the cold stuff. But by February, we're all acclimated to the cold and March is right around the corner.
I agree. That's
really?
Where I'm at.
That's where you're at? All right. Dave, listening in New Berlin, says, historically, February feels like the coldest month. February is worse. And see, that brings up, as a broadcaster, you're always, you know, there are the pronunciation police out there. Is it February, the way everybody says it? Or is it February with the R in it? Most Wisconsinites say February. The R is silent. But I think grammatically speaking, February is the right way to say it. I don't know. I always remember Mark Kane on Channel 3, great host of Live at 5 and Live at 4. He was kind of, you know, people would kind of call him out. They used to have letters on Live at 5. They'd have viewer mail. And people would call in and write in. And then once the internet got here, that just did that whole segment in. But people would call in and harp on Mark Kane for mispronouncing February. And he wasn't having any of it.
Speaking of pronunciation.
And I thought it was fantastic, quite frankly.
Speaking of pronunciation and the internet, here is how February, I just said it wrong, is pronounced according to Google.
Yes.
February.
See, it's
you
R.
You do say the R.
Yeah, February. But who says that? Nobody says that in Wisconsin.
Not here.
Jeff watching on Facebook. Jeff Perry, our ongoing contributor. February is worse. Despite having the fewer calendar days, February seems like the longest month. See, I'm with my Richland Center colleague. For me, February is worse just because of what Perry said. Because it just, I don't know, I guess January, you know, at least in our household, the tree was usually still up, at least for that first week of January.
That's true.
And there's a little bit of holiday-ish feeling in the air a little bit. You've got college football playoffs, which I'm into. You've got the NFL playoffs, which I'm into. You've got things going on. And then by February, you know, the Super Bowl is wrapping up. It's kind of still early-ish in the college basketball season. And by that point, my body is just like, okay, I'm ready for warm weather. And it gets worse the older you get, by the way, in my opinion. Tony Zimmerman watching on YouTube, making sure he says it right. February is worse. No reason, it just is. I agree, Tony. Because maybe because I'm single, I'm not a big Valentine's Day person.
That is true. Valentine's Day is really annoying. Even when I was in a relationship, I'm just like, come on, it's another day. This is a like holiday company inspired holiday. I don't need to spend way more money on stuff I could get you any other day of the year.
I shouldn't say I'm not a big Valentine's Day person. I think it just depends on whether you have a significant other or not, right?
It also depends on if you have the same matched level of enthusiasm.
Right. Yes. Alice listening on WFHR, a great station up there in beautiful Wisconsin Rapids. I love that station. Got to visit the first time on one of our What Makes Wisconsin Great tours. Great folks, great staff up there. WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids, great community station. Alice listening in beautiful Cudahy says she loves winter, but February is longer because it's a teaser. Oh, but February is worse because is longer because it's a teaser. All right, there you go. No, I love the seasons, I guess. I'll say that. And winter is part of the season, right? We're asking what's worse on our question today, January or February? Call in 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, or text on the Civic Media app.
Now that I'm thinking more about it and reading these people's answers, I think I want to change my answer. I think February is worse.
You're changing your answer.
Yeah, because you know, in January, you're like you mentioned, the holidays, you still get to listen to Christmas music, which right. makes, you
a
know,
bit, yeah.
at least at the beginning, mm-hmm. which makes the cold weather more tolerable. Mm-hmm. And you still get to see family members more, whereas in February, there aren't really any events where you're seeing your family.
Dave in New Berlin listening in saying, remember it by saying, oh, yeah, brew. There's a brew in February. I still say
February. And we live in Wisconsin.
I still say February. Scott Madison, MDX, I prefer Double Down January. You get to drink twice as much. We're going to talk about that on the other side. Kristen and Slinger says February is awful. Too much ice. Stay with us on the Civic Media Radio Network. More straight ahead on the All Balls Show for a Monday.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it. From pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Miles and miles of freshly groomed cross-country and hiking trails. Ski, sled, snowshoe. Warm up at our indoor water park. ChulaVistaResort.com.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
I drew my brother's name one year, and we went to the mall, and I said, hey, while you're in there, grab me a Christmas card. We're doing the gift exchange later. So he walks upstairs, gets the card, hands it to me. I sign it, Merry Christmas. Love, Pete. And that was my gift to him that I made him pick out, pay for, and retrieve. He's like, you are the laziest, cheapest. It was absolutely beautiful.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Yeah, freedom. Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having some fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along. On 21 now, past the hour of 1 o'clock, Monday, January 6th. Have a little fun here asking the question, what's worse, January or February? Or if you want to get technical, February. I don't know. Some things just stick in your mind. And I was a big fan of Mark Cain, one of the all-time best broadcasters anywhere, any level, any day for my money, right here in Madison, Wisconsin. And some viewer in their Live at 5 viewer mail was going off about the fact that Mark was saying February. And they're like, it's February. And he wasn't having it. Basically told them to buzz off. We see, I guess this is, we get viewer mail every day, just an engagement going back and forth. But I enjoy some good viewer mail. All right. So what's worse, January or February? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. Well, it's January, and it was cold on Sunday. The Packers lost, as we said earlier, to the Bears. Yep, they got the better of us this time. 24-22, they won it on a walk-off field goal. How about that? Packers will now face the Eagles on Sunday on Fox at 3:30, you can hear the game on select stations on Civic Media in Richland Center, Park Falls, Racine, and Kenosha. Packers, Eagles, 3:30 on Sunday, division playoffs, wild card, pardon me, playoffs. But this weekend, in a story, the Green Bay Press Gazette says if singing the national anthem at Lambeau Field on Sunday was the culmination of Craig T. Nelson's journey with making and promoting the upcoming Green and Gold movie, he couldn't have asked for a more memorable exclamation point. So this was fantastic. Craig T. Nelson, a lot of people remember him from Coach, more recently on Young Sheldon on CBS. He's in this new movie called Green and Gold. It's produced in part by Culver's. Yes, that Culver's. By the way, get yourself to Culver's today. I'm going after the show. No joke. No joke. I'm not kidding around. They're doing a great thing for this school here in Madison that had the shooting, and they're going to give proceeds to families. So help people out. You're hungry. You know, as my friend Sam likes to say, got to eat somewhere. Get yourself to Culver's today. Buy something and help out these families here at Abundant Life Christian School in Madison who are going through that tragedy of the shooting. Now, there's a real thing we can actually do to help out our friends and neighbors.
Is that a specific location only?
There are 70 that are participating, 70. Oh, wow. So I think it's most of the Wisconsin Culver's across Wisconsin. So get yourself to a Culver's today. Culver's helped produce this. And this new movie coming out called Green and Gold. Craig T. Nelson, 80 years old, by the way, still getting it done at 80. So he was in Lambeau for the game to promote. It was this grand opening. Craig Culver was there. for this new movie called Green and Gold coming out as a story about a farmer from Wisconsin who literally bets the farm on the Green Bay Packers season. I'm not making that up. I can't wait to see it. So, Coach Craig T. Nelson was in Green Bay. Let's give you a little taste here. Here is Craig T. Nelson. Here's a little bit of the Star Spangled Banner at Lambeau. That's not bad. He, you know, there were a couple of parts that he struggled with a little bit more, but hey, that's a hard song to sing, or a hard song to sing in front of, you know, 80,000 plus there at Lambeau Field. It sounds odd because I keep thinking of his character Coach. It's just, you know, but Jeff Perry says Nelson is much better at this than Roseanne. Well, I mean, my departed schnauzer was better at singing the national anthem than Roseanne. I mean, give me a break. But yeah, so this new movie, Green and Gold, tickets are on sale currently, by the way. A list of local theaters in Wisconsin and beyond can be found at Fathom Events, FathomEvents.com/events/Green and Gold. So look for that. But yeah, that's pretty good. 855-752-4842. Still have the What's Worse open, January or February. Karina in Milwaukee on AUK. Karina, what's worse?
Hi. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Karina. Yes.
Well, I tell you, February is the worst. Doesn't matter where we are, Wisconsin or Russia. February is the worst. I know it for sure. My birthday is in February. It's always colder. It's always more snow. It's always, I would get, even in Russia, I would get the skis, you know, like the ice skis, because everybody ice skate and everybody do the, what is it, cross country in Russia. So I would get it for a New Year present.
Right.
And I would have to wait until it's really cold to actually skate in the February. Wow. Yep.
So here's the question, though, Karina. But does the vodka taste better in February in Russia?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Vodka does it. I mean, it warms you up.
Right.
And vodka, absolutely. What you need to do, you need to drink vodka, and then you need to drink tea.
Vodka and tea. I love it. Thanks, Karina. I'm up against the clock. Happy New Year, Karina. Thank you. Ron in Milwaukee listening on AUK. Ron, what's worse, February or January?
Well, I would say February. And, you know, I think they could have fixed this by just naming the month February. But I don't know what the people in the
That's good.
Climates would do. But this cycled me back again to an old Fire Sign Theater comedy record album from the 1970s. And the villain at one point shouts, he's a melodramatic villain, and he shouts, "The world is my oyster, except for the months with an R in them."
True enough. True enough. Hey, Ron, thanks a lot for calling. Thanks for your listenership. We appreciate it down there in AUK in Milwaukee. Be safe out there on the roads. A little slickery in parts of southeast Wisconsin, although it's going to clear up, get better as the afternoon goes on. Great. I would say for me, as I said, February. February
Seems to be the consensus. We had some Januarys.
Yeah. All right, stay tuned. We're going to come back, ask you what your favorite Wisconsin State Park is. They're turning 125 years old. And are you doing dry January? I don't think Karina and I are. Back after this on the Civic Media Radio Network. Oh, God, Roseanne.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is looking to give residents a bigger say in legislation through the new state budget. On Friday, Governor Evers announced his intention to include a mandate in the budget that would require state legislators to consider a constitutional amendment allowing voters to petition for ballot proposals. Residents would be able to petition to repeal existing state statutes or create new ones. Governor Evers had proposed a similar plan after the overturning of Roe v. Wade triggered an abortion ban temporarily. Some Northwest Wisconsin projects will receive funding through the Department of Natural Resources Urban Forestry Grant Program this year. The city of Ashland will receive $25,000 to implement a readiness plan for addressing the spread of the invasive emerald ash borer. The city of Menominee will also receive nearly $23,000 for the restoration of its urban tree canopy. Polk County and the city of Spooner received smaller grant awards for a hazard tree removal project and gravel bed starter tree program. Sawyer County is looking for applicants for the court services and financial assistant position at the county jail. According to county officials, the position will be responsible for assisting in administrative aspects of the jail, including booking, housing, and the release of inmates. The county is looking for applicants with at least a high school diploma or equivalent, as well as experience in administration. Applications can be submitted directly to the Human Resources Office in Hayward or submitted online through the county website. A Gordon man has been charged after allegedly driving under the influence with a child in the vehicle. According to court documents, 43-year-old Randy Goodeal is facing multiple charges, including possession of methamphetamine and operating under the influence with a passenger younger than 16. Goodeal was pulled over by a Rice Lake police officer on Highway 53 after they noticed air fresheners blocking the rearview mirror and tinted taillights. The officer then allegedly found methamphetamines and marijuana during a search. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Mamma Mia, there is a new champ when it comes to stage musical adapted to the big screen. Wicked has been a box office juggernaut since its release in November, and now it's just passed Mamma Mia as the number one musical stage adaptation, according to Pubity.com. The results of the poll apparently sent fans of Mamma Mia into a lather on social media. The friendly competition and debate between the two films should continue as Mamma Mia has a third installment in the works, and the Cynthia Erivo, Ariana Grande-led Wicked will see Chapter 2 hit theaters next November. If you don't like to watch horror films, there is the option to sidestep the blood and creep and just read the script. Deadline's Read the Screenplay series has made the script for the recently released Nosferatu available at Deadline.com. The screenplay was adapted by Robert Eggers, who is also the director. Nosferatu stars Bill Skarsgård and has received rave reviews and is currently in theaters. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Bright and beautiful today with sunny skies and high temperatures, crisp still, reaching the upper teens. With winds out of the north at about 5 to 10 miles per hour, it is making us feel about 10 degrees cooler. We'll become mostly cloudy tonight with low temperatures sliding to the single digits. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Currently, it's 19.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on Air.
It is our 1 year anniversary here on Matt Nair on Air. Thank you, Greg and Calvin, for being on this journey with me. It's been great.
Thanks for having me. I can't speak for Calvin.
I'm always thrilled to be here.
Unbridled.
The enthusiasm
enjoyment.
Brimming over from you, Calvin. I'm overwhelmed. Thank you.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
Monday morning, a discussion on how progressives shouldn't just focus on a better election year message. They need a better year-round media structure.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
We came to party rock. Everybody is on. Shots,
Welcome back to the Todd Hall Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 34 now, past the hour, 1 o'clock on Monday, January 6th, 2025.
We're talking about Dry January, right?
Yes, we will in a minute.
So I thought that was an appropriate song.
It's coming up in a bit. It's coming up. But first, are you a state park guy, Zomers? Have you been to many of our great Wisconsin state parks?
I haven't been to a lot of them, but I've loved the ones I have.
Yeah, they're great. Wisconsin State Journal, great story by Laura Schulte. Wisconsin State Park System celebrating a big milestone this year. 125 years since the opening of the first state park in northwestern Wisconsin, Interstate State Park. I did not know that was the first one. Interstate State Park. Good trivia question. By the way, I spent a New Year's Eve back in Richland Center helping out with Triviathon there. Our friends, Phil Nee, Chris Simonson, Joanne Krulatz, Ken Theed, all the great folks up there. Great community event, Triviathon, every New Year's Eve. That might be a question next year. What was Wisconsin's first state park? Interstate State Park. In this article, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel says, Missy Vandelet, the Recreation Partnership Section Chief, the DNR, said there would be a host of events starting on January 1st with the annual day hike, First Day Hikers. Already happened, of course. The hikers were held in a number of parks, but the signature hike occurred at Mirror Lake State Park in Wisconsin Dells. I've been to that one. Great state park. The guided hike included refreshments and attendees. Of course, after that, a series of candlelight hikes, snowshoe, and cross-country skiing events will be scheduled throughout the winter. And Earth Day and Arbor Day events across the state, including the ceremonial planting of 125 trees. Of course, we spent Earth Day last April at Governor Nelson State Park here in just off the shores of Lake Mendota, had Tia Nelson, whose dad, former governor and U.S. Senator Gaylord Nelson, was the founder of Earth Day, was on the show. Appreciate that. Busy season ahead as well. Interstate Park will host the signature celebration at some point during the summer, which will include events based on the park. So looking to update your state park merch, or merchandise as they say, they said new merchandise will be released this year to celebrate the anniversary, available in park offices starting in the spring. Also, many events will include giveaways. Now don't forget, and this went unheralded, even though we talked about it, it used to be you'd buy your state park sticker, but it didn't align with the calendar year. Thanks to now former Republican State Senator Robert Coles of Green Bay, he authored legislation, Governor Evers signed it into law, and now our state park stickers match up with the calendar year. So you buy it and it lasts all year long. It's a great deal, by the way. Growing up as kids, Mom would take my sister and I to the state parks. Great economical way to have a wonderful day with the entire family any time of year. They're open. I think that's the other misnomer. People think that all the state parks close for winter. No, that is not the case. Let's see here. Vandelet said that she wasn't sure that Wisconsin was the first state to create a system to protect special areas at state parks, but it was one of the first. She said, with John Nolan's idea of the park system itself, we know we were on one of the earlier systems out there. So that's kind of exciting. John Nolan was a famed landscaped architect and city planner who advocated for the state park system and helped establish state parks across the state. And of course, the causeway, as they say, in my opinion, the most beautiful, whenever I have visitors that come to town, I always try to make sure that we come into Madison on John Nolan Drive, better known to locals as the Causeway, because you're going in off the Beltline or whatever, and then you have Lake Monona there to your right, and you have the bay to your left, and you're going across this kind of a little bit of a, I guess, technically a causeway. But you have water all around you. You have the beautiful Monona Terrace Convention Center designed by Frank Lloyd Wright and the Capitol City behind that. It's a beautiful drive, especially at night or at sunset into Madison.
As long as there's no nearby construction, because then they don't call it the causeway. They call it hell on earth. Any other time, it is gorgeous.
Thank you for bringing the wet blanket to the party, Aaron Summers.
I need to start leaving those at home.
Yes, because they're redoing it, right? They're getting ready to redo it because it does need to be updated. So for the next couple of years, it's going to be a little congested at times.
It's
but when
still
it
beautiful.
Gets done, it's still going to be very nice. But John Nolan was a big state park type of guy. What's your favorite state park? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. We'd love to hear from you. I know we have a lot of listeners that are really into the state parks, and I love that about our listeners. Going back and looking through some of these here, kind of interspersed with our what's worse. So give me a second here. But yeah, what's your favorite state park? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Great. Here's one listener calling in. I believe this is Len in Madison saying, I love Newport State Park in Door County. Official day sky park, dark sky. Oh, it's an official dark. That's from Denise. I'm sorry, Madison on WMDX. So that's fantastic because we don't talk about this nearly enough. Light pollution, right? A lot of cities, lots of new buildings, lots of construction, lots of big, you know, big box stores put in bright lights. And I grew up in, you know, a rural area in Southwest Wisconsin. My grandparents were dairy farmers. And one of my favorite spots on earth was up behind the house on the farm at the middle of the darkest of night when there was a new moon and you could look up and you could see the Milky Way. You could literally see the swirl and the stars on a clear summer night. And we don't realize, you know, in Madison, you look up and you see a couple of stars. But you don't really see the sky unless you get to a place like this at Newport State Park in Door County. And it's an official dark sky, so that it's deemed that it's far enough away from city urban lighting that you can actually see the true sky. There are other places as well, but that's another. You know, you go camping or whatever, and you can see the actual sky. Mark, listening in Prairie du Sac on WMDX, says I get my sticker included with my patron's license for hunting or fishing. Well, there you go. Thank you, Mark. It's another thing. You buy your patron's license. You get the state park included, the sticker. You just put it on your car, your vehicle. Good all year long. Dave in New Berlin says, here's a view from atop East Bluff at Devil's Lake. Devil's Lake, very popular for this part of the state, right around this area. Mark in Prairie du Sac also saying, on state parks, I spent many fun days growing up at Pedersen State Park. Learned to swim at that park in Interfalls Lake. And in college, cross-country skiing on the trails there. See, another great example of things you can do at state parks. Swim, ski. What's your favorite state park? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Sean, listening in Richland Center, one of our great UPS drivers out there listening to us on WRCE in the RC, says, used to have a UPS route in Cassville. Oh, see? Like taking my lunch break at a Nelson Dewey State Park, although Wyalusing is probably my favorite. Been to both of those. It's absolutely fantastic. That's one of the, you know, having a life in politics for so many years, campaigning and also just holding office hours, you're reminded how many wonderful places in this state there are, and you wouldn't normally get to them if not for a job like that. Also a UPS driver, right? Along the Mississippi River, Southwest Wisconsin, all the bluffs and everything, gorgeous. Cassville, Wyalusing, beautiful. Let's see here. What else do we have? Kirk listening up in beautiful Eau Claire, Wisconsin, on WCFW, The Tap in Eau Claire, says, is it Perot State Park in Trempealeau? Hike the bluff trails for awesome views of the Mississippi River. Well, thank you, Kirk. I need to put that one on my list when I go up and see my sister and brother-in-law and the family up there. I've never been, Perrot, I'm assuming it's pronounced Perot, State Park in Trempealeau. I've been to Trempealeau County, but not that state park. So see another one to put on the list there. What's your favorite state park? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, or text it on the Civic Media app. According to this article in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, the Department of Natural Resources tracks the number of visits to the state parks each year. And while the numbers for 2024 won't be available until sometime next year, data from 2023 shows that, by far, Devil's Lake State Park in Baraboo is the most popular. More than 2.3 million visitors last year. Earl Ingram and I went there last year. We were up in Baraboo for Juneteenth. Earl had never been there, just like I've never been to some places in southeast Wisconsin. And again, Earl Ingram is in fantastic shape, by the way. He was kicking my butt going up and down the trails because there's steep hiking trails. And I know he said he was going to bring his family back there. So it's if you've not taken, take a day trip or overnight trip. It's a beautiful area of the state. Wisconsin Dells gets all the, or most of the love. And the Dells is great. But if you want something more natural, just go down about 15 miles south to Baraboo and Devil's Lake.
Yeah, if you're able to hike with a little bit of steep trails, you absolutely should go. I'm glad you got the show, Earl.
Yeah, absolutely. Matt in Milton, listening on WMDX. Matt says Devil's Lake is his favorite for hiking and swimming. Decent burger, too. Let's keep them public. That's true. There are in select state parks. There's also food stands, depending upon the time of year as well. Karina, listening in Milwaukee on WAUK. Karina says Hamilton Beach Park. Trying to think if I've been to that one. It sounds familiar, but I don't want to say if it's not true. But yeah, Baraboo and Devil's Lake, the most popular.
Or it might be Harrington Beach Park.
All right. Now, Hamilton sounds familiar, but we'll see. According to the DNR, after Devil's Lake comes Kettle Moraine State Forest, the southern unit. Beautiful area as well. Nearly 1.5 million visitors to Kettle Moraine. Peninsula State Park, Governor Dodge State Park, High Cliff State Park, Willow River State Park, and the Kohler Andrea State Park round out the top parks and state parks in Wisconsin. And by the way, they're self-funded. Also very important. Wisconsin's park system, one of the few in the U.S. that are mostly self-supporting through the sale of those park passes and campsite fees. But funding has been an issue in recent years, according to the nonpartisan Wisconsin Policy Forum, with Wisconsin spending less than any other state on park costs. Let me say that again. Wisconsin spends less than any other state on park costs and ranking among the lowest in spending on park projects. Now there, shouldn't that be a bipartisan issue?
I would think so. That's just sad. We have such right? a great natural resource here. We should work to preserve it.
See, that's the kind of stuff that I wish our legislators would work on. That's the kind of stuff that I wish they could say, you know what, we might disagree on this or that, but we're going to come together and we're going to fund our state park system. I didn't know that we were the lowest funded in the country. That's why it's so important that you buy your park sticker. You don't try to sneak in and those camping fees. LA Tom watching on YouTube says, can you tell the audience the difference between public and private? Well, sure. I mean, public means that it's owned by the state, is supported, as I just said, mostly self-funding. And we have private campgrounds and private areas as well, and that's fine. But they get to set the fees, and they're not as accessible. Think about it. I mean, my mom was a single mom, had two kids, did not have a lot of money at all growing up. And I forget what the fee was then. Maybe it was, you know, for the year, $15. Now it's 20-something, 28, 29. But you can take, once you get in, you know, the sand, the beach, the hiking trails, all free for the day or the year, as it turns out. But what a great deal that is. Less than $30. You can take the family all year to state parks. There you go. It's a great deal. Come on back. Talk a little bit about Dry January. Another vote from Karina for it's Harrington Beach Park. Very good. Thank you, Karina. Come on back. Going to wrap it up. Talk a little bit about Dry January, and the youngins are embracing it. It's the All Balls Show for Monday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. As 2024 comes to a close, we're taking our annual look back at the year that was, recapping our most read, most listened to, and most impactful stories of the year. If you're new to learning about the Recombobulation area, this would be a great place to start to see what we're all about. This year, we covered the RNC in Milwaukee and the DNC in Chicago and broke stories that made national news along the way. We wrote about the fight for fair maps and covered elections in the state legislature like no one else. I wrote opinion columns and feature stories and conducted extended sit-down interviews like one with Senator Tammy Baldwin. I hosted podcasts and radio shows and, of course, joined the Civic Media Network, where you've heard me all over the airwaves for the last few months. This last year was discombobulating at times, but we did our best to make sense of it all, and we've got a whole lot more recombobulation in store for the year ahead in 2025.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I drew my brother's name one year, and we went to the mall, and I said, hey, while you're in there, grab me a Christmas card. We're doing the gift exchange later. So he walks upstairs, gets the card, hands it to me. I sign it, Merry Christmas. Love, Pete. And that was my gift to him that I made him pick out, pay for, and retrieve. He's like, you are the laziest, cheapest. It was absolutely beautiful.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Welcome back to the Tall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, where it is now 9 before the hour of 2 o'clock at the top of the hour. CBS and ABC News, followed by some weather and sports, and then Maggie Dawn of the Maggie Dawn Show in to take you into the next 2 hours from 2 until 4. Followed by Dom Selvia from 4 until 6, Pete Schwabba and Nightlight at 7 o'clock, pardon me, at 6 o'clock, and then later on, Rick Smith Across America and Native Roots Radio. Great lineup for the rest of the evening. Stick around here at Civic Media all afternoon and into the evening long. All right. As the new year begins, many people are focusing on their resolutions with dry January. Dry January. How dry I am, how dry I'll be. It's becoming a popular trend, and this might surprise some people, particularly and especially among young adults. The idea of dry January is to refrain from drinking alcohol for the entire month to experience positive health benefits. Research has shown that taking a break from alcohol could lead to benefits, including improved liver health. Blood sugar levels and cholesterol. Taking a break from alcohol can also lead to improved energy levels, better sleep, weight loss, and overall wellness. And who couldn't use that? According to Civic Science, an impressive 25%, a quarter of all Americans, 21 plus, reported they successfully completed Dry January last year, up from 2024, or up from 16% of the year before. The data shows high completion rates were spearheaded by younger Americans. 35% of Gen Z aged 21 to 24 successfully completed Dry January, more than double the percentage of Americans 55 and up. That's my generation. Boy, that sounds weird to say. Only 14% of my generation was able to complete a dry January. On the other hand, 25% of Zommers of your generation. How about that? Why is that?
I don't know. I'm going to guess
you're not TikTok. Doing it, but you think TikTok.
I think TikTok because really? I've seen it become a thing on there where they'd be like, I'm doing dry January. Get ready with me. We're going to not drink alcohol. Here's some fun mocktails you could do instead.
Well, that's great.
And I agree. I don't know why I did a mocking tone of voice. I didn't mean to mock it because
go for it. But I think you raise a good point. Those people, those TikTokers, how do we know they're really doing it or they just want the likes?
We don't.
I'm doubting. I don't know why. But I think it's a great thing.
I think so too.
I drink, even though I make a lot of jokes about it, I would say I drink in moderation. There are lots of days or even weeks that go by I don't have anything at all. But, you know, I don't know. And I've said this before on the show, not that there have been points in my life, not recently, where I've, you know, been pretty down. I'm like, I'm just going to get a bottle of wine, finish it off and pass out. And I get like a glass and a half in and then I just fall asleep in my chair. I'm not a good, and it's a good thing, by the way. I'm not like a good depressed drinker. I don't drink to get drunk or don't drink to numb the pain. For me, it's about the taste. It's a nice bottle, not expensive, but just a nice bottle of wine, a nice craft brew, a nice mixed cocktail. And I drink more when I'm around friends or whoever as a social thing. I don't go home and just like,
yeah,
you know,
same here.
Get sloshed.
I make drinks pretty strong.
Do you? Yeah.
But it's because I like how they taste. It's like, if you're using nice liquor, why not? Or if you're making a mixed drink, for example,
sure.
Why not taste it?
Article says, as dry January continues to gain popularity, the number of people participating is expected to reach even greater heights this year. What you brought up, I think, is really good. Because I know people in my life that just don't drink for whatever reason, and good on them. I think it's really important that you support that. All of us support you in the general sense. And there's been stores and bars and places here in Madison, I know other parts of the state, Milwaukee, where mocktails have become a huge thing. Like, you're paying $12 for a mocktail, and it doesn't include any, you know, mocktail means it doesn't include any alcohol. But the complexity, they make, you know, homemade syrups, like, you know, a cucumber syrup or whatever, that's a lot of process, and so they charge, you know, close to the same price. Dave in New Berlin says, it feels good to know that I'm helping to keep the guy at the liquor store employed. Well, there's that too. Tom, LA Tom, watching on YouTube, says, if I drink to drink to get drunk, it's always when I'm in Wisconsin.
You know, we are known for that.
Yeah, sadly, right? Drink Wisconsinably. No, I think it's true. Most of us in Wisconsin could stand to drink a little bit less. I think it's like anything else. Everything in moderation. Right? Article says, as for why Gen Z is drinking less, a report from Time Magazine pointed to several factors. Young adults are less interested. Why they're less interested in alcohol? There has been a change in alcohol's social reputation and how drinking culture is viewed. Really? I did not know that.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, you watch old movies everybody is like, you walk in the house, you have your decanter of whiskey.
Right, right.
New movies, it's just not part of culture in the same way as it used to be.
Now, see, that's very interesting because I hadn't thought about that, but you're right. I mean, I used to watch Dallas all the time. First, the Ewing living room on South Fork, you know, JR, Bobby would walk in, JR, can I fix you a drink, Bob? You're right. You're right about that. So good on Gen Z. Good for the younger generation for realizing you can have a dry January. For all those participating, good luck. Keep it up. Stay healthy. Great show today. Appreciate everybody being here. Tomorrow we'll have Luke Mathers. Some Tuesday Tangents with Luke. Maggie Dawn is next. This is Todd Allball saying, oh, look, Jesus is calling us again. He called us earlier in the show. I thought it was Jesus. And I said, wow, what did I do now? No, it was just Jesus. It was a wrong number. And he's calling back. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, keep banging your drum. We'll see you tomorrow.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, it's Monday, so our favorite Delano Democrat, Harvey K., will join us. Plus, it's January 6th. The counting and certification of the electoral vote is scheduled to take place. Tune in, we'll be wild.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
I drew my brother's name one year, and we went to the mall, and I said, hey, while you're in there, grab me a Christmas card. We're doing the gift exchange later. So he walks upstairs, gets the card, hands it to me. I sign it, Merry Christmas. Love, Pete. And that was my gift to him. That I made him pick out, pay for, and retrieve. He's like, you are the laziest, cheapest. It was absolutely beautiful.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Congress formalizes election. I'm Michelle Franzen. Lawmakers wrapping up a joint session today receiving state electoral results from the 2024 election.
Pursuant to the Constitution,
Vice President Harris began the proceeding, which lasted just 30 minutes.
Madam President,
in alphabetical order, the electoral votes from each of the states were read aloud. Republicans cheered whenever a Trump won state was announced. Democrats did the same when electors for Harris were read. The final word came from her.
Donald J. Trump of the state of Florida has received 312 votes.
Members of both parties gave Harris a standing ovation. Her formal declaration of the tally tees up Trump's inauguration 2 weeks from today. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
Security was heightened today 4 years after rioters stormed the U.S. Capitol trying to stop Congress from finalizing results in the 2020 election. President Biden in a Washington Post op-ed today urged Americans not to forget democracy was tested, he says, and prevailed. This is ABC News.